So he says like this, Avad Shlomo HaMelech lo et achlit ha-chinuch bilvad odiyenu. King Solomon didn't only tell us the essence of chinuch. Shetachlito la'avio el, that the essence of chinuch is to bring the child to the state of gam ki yazkin lo yasu mimena. That even as he ages, he doesn't leave it, because really it's just brought out his own potential. So he wasn't only showing us how to attain that, rak gam et ha'oven ve'emtzei ech lavo elav bi'er lanu. He wasn't only telling us what is our goal in chinuch. Shlomo Amar says, chanoch lanar al pi darko. So people often think that means your chinuch has to be that you bring him to a point where it's going according to his path, and therefore when he ages he won't leave it. But Shlomo Amech wasn't only telling us the goal. Shlomo Amech was also telling us what to use, what way to get there. He was telling us, how do we attain this state? And he was explaining that to us, Ech lavo lav bi'er lanu, he explained that to us, b'milim chanoch lanach al pi darko, by telling us, du chinuch, which will say, educate the child according to his path, shezeu haikal, that is the main point. Because someone who just orders a child or gets him accustomed to a certain way, he doesn't have to give his heart to the child or the student. He just has to tell him, do this, do that. But he doesn't have to think to understand their nature and their intellect, their thought process. He doesn't have to give his time to understanding that. Alav rak litzavot. All he has to do is to command. Asay kach vekach. Do this, do that. V'daylo. And that's enough. Gam eino magish chov be'atzmo letapel b'chol talmid v'talmid. He also doesn't feel obligated to deal with each and every student b'fnei atzmo on his own. Yuchalu litzavot. He could order la'arbe talmidim, many students, b'nei gil echad, they're all of the same age, he could order them, tzivu yechad, just one order, asu kach vekach, do this, do that. Ki lo batalmid uvaben, rak bo, bamtzave levad adavar talui. Because when your chinuch is that you're just telling them what to do, then the chinuch is contingent on the one who's telling them what to do. It has nothing to do with whether you're this son or that son, whether you're this disciple or that disciple. You think you know what they need to do, so you tell them what to do. Hu yitzaveh v'zeh akol. All he has to do is tell them what to do, and that's all he has to do as chinuch. Aval hamchanech, but when you're an educator, sherotze legalot et nishmat ha-talmid, who is seeking to really reveal the neshama, the soul of the student, hatmuna v'agnuzabo, what you're trying to do in chinuch is to reveal that which is hidden, that is covered within him, legadla, and to elevate that, to raise it, ulehav ira, and to set it ablaze, shetiv'ar be'esh shel mala lemarom v'kadosh, that it should be burning with a heavenly fire up to elevated levels and holy levels, v'kulo, af kochei gufo b'kedusha yitgadlu. And you want him to grow, all of him, even the physical strengths of holiness, everything about the child should grow. V'l'torat Hashem yishtokeku, and you want to develop a desire within him for God's Torah. Mukhachu, in order to do that, one must le'alchin et atzmo el ha-talmid. The educator must lower himself to this disciple. Hamitchanech al yado, to the disciple that's going to be mitchanech, which we have to translate as educate, even though it's not an exact translation, that's being educated through him. V'lechdor el toch katnuto v'nemichiyuto. And what the educator must do is really break into understanding him in his smallness, in his low level. Ad asher yagia el nitzotz nishmato, till he reaches the spark of his neshama, hagnuza, that is really hidden. Afnilma, sometimes it seems like it's disappeared. But he has to find it, v'lehotziya, and to bring it out, v'lehatzmicha, and to make it grow and flourish, u'legadla, and to make it become bigger and bigger. So what he said now is that Shlomo HaMelech didn't only tell us where we're supposed to get to in chinuch, Shlomo HaMelech also told us how to get there. What is the way you do it? When you do Chanoch Lanach al Pidako, when you bend yourself down to understand each and every student or each and every child, to be able to help them according to their path to develop that which is already, the potential is already in them, and the educator has to try and bring out what Hashem has already hidden within the person.